You're listening to SBS News.
In the darkest recesses of the internet, intelligence and security agencies have been alerted to a deeply disturbing trend, an alarming proliferation in the live streaming of child rape. Cyber safety expert Susan McLean has described it as a growth industry. And while many of the child victims come from third world countries, she tells SBS Australia is far from immune to such shocking online abuse.
The shift has changed, I think, now, where, yes, a large majority of those children that are victims do come from other countries. They are now from, you know, well-educated Western countries because predators really don't care who their victim is. If they can find a young person online that they can convince to gain their trust and become compliant, then they're happy. They don't care about the nationality of the child.
The former long-serving police officer says the trade knows no bounds in its exploitation and depravity.
What we do know now is a lot of it is self-produced, so that the child is being directed to perform sex acts on themselves, on toys, on siblings, and that's recorded and streamed. Or it's streamed and then recorded at the other end unbeknownst to the child. We know that predators will entice teenagers particularly to share nude photos and then extort them for money.
The Prime Minister has told Parliament Australia is determined to take the international lead in tackling the scourge at a London meeting of the Five Eyes Global Intelligence Network, where his government is being represented by Home Affairs Minister Peter Dutton.
So whether it's the Combating the Child Sexual Exploitation Bill, which is being introduced into this place, which takes the action backed up by increased resources for the AFP and others to take action on keeping our children safe, we also have to ensure that we take on the big internet companies and make sure that the internet is not weaponised for sexual predators any more than it's weaponised by terrorists, Mr Speaker.
But while Scott Morrison has the big internet companies in his sights, Susan McLean says they are cracking down on such material and are not the only ones that need to act. She says everyone needs to do more.
As well as the conference and that those peak bodies talking about how do we tackle it, for me, we have to educate. We have to let parents know that this is the reality of the internet. Now, it doesn't have to be your child's reality because, you know, we can take steps to prevent. But we've got to get away from the fact that the internet, you know, bad stuff's only going to happen to someone else.
And according to Susan McLean, it's about more than just policing and cracking down on perpetrators.
As much as arrests are great, for me, I would rather no arrest because the crime didn't happen because the child was educated not to become the victim. So we've got to educate because, yes, we get arrests, but if we're arresting someone, harm's already been caused to a child. And for me, I want to work to try to prevent that child being harmed.
And it all comes at a time when authorities report a doubling in the number of online child exploitation cases, highlighting the need for global cooperation to tackle shocking crimes that know no borders. Gareth Borum, SBS News.